Medical professionals and persons with disabilities are the latest to reject the proposed Sovereignty Bill 2026, with players in those sectors demanding that government completely withdraws the bill under the Uganda Medical Association. Medical professionals warn that restrictions on foreign funding will greatly affect the health sector. The association president, Frank Asimi, points out the 400 million shillings annual limit on foreign funding, arguing that large-scale health programs, research grants and donor partnerships often run into billions of shillings, making the bill unrealistic. In the meantime, the National Union of Disabled Persons of Uganda also warns that the bill, in its current state, poses a number of risks that will affect persons living with disabilities. Esther Chozida is the NUDIPU Executive Director.
We want to say that whereas one honorable member said that the bill comes in to address the lacuna in the existing laws, as NUDIPU and the membership of persons with disabilities, we believe that the current law in its current state brings a number of risks that will affect persons with disabilities, and we therefore recommend that the bill be put aside as consultations go on how to strengthen the existing laws, and in the worst case scenario that government insists on it, they should then be considerate of providing some exemptions to persons with disabilities, given the several challenges that we have highlighted to you today.